Each time I've been, I've talked about soaking, and can you believe it, I'm going to talk about soaking again. You'd think, what else could you say about it? You lay on the floor, you turn the music on, and you do it. Yeah. But I've got about 6 pages of notes on how to do it differently. So because I'm talking about soaking, it would be great if you could soak. So if you could, you know, listen to me while you've got your eyes closed, and I don't mind if you go to sleep, it's fine. All right, so if you can find a space. If you don't want to lay down, that's great. If you just want to close your eyes, that's great. If you want to keep staring at me, that's great, because I'll stare back at you. All right, so I don't mind. So John and Abby are going to play as I talk, and then we're going to go into some soaking. So it'll be quite seamless if you're already on the floor with your cushions. You professional soakers, you. Everybody okay? Got a spot? Tomorrow you might want to bring a cushion with you. I can talk for a long time on soaking. Okay. Those of you that were in last night heard me say that I'd had a picture in the prayer room about this painting, this picture, because John had come up with, we've got to paint outside the lines, and then he made a comment about, let's tip all the paint pots over. And in my mind came these bright colours of paint, and I then saw a big abstract artist just throwing paint at this big canvas, and then he put it on the floor, and then he rode bikes through it, and then he started to roll in all this paint, you know, red and blue and yellow. And this morning I thought, a very weird picture to give me, because when I paint, I am meticulous. I don't go over the lines, and I don't get much paint on me, and you know, I don't do the rolling about stuff. And God said, but what if this paint, these different colours, were different parts of my character, my attributes, like my love, my peace, my grace, or trust, because God is trust, we could roll around in that. And the more I thought about that, the more the colours faded, as though when you think about God, he becomes so serious that his love is just too serious to roll around in. And then I started to think that maybe if we thought about his love and his colours brighter and brighter, we would actually get a lot of pleasure out of rolling in it. So in a way, I even now see soaking as rolling in his love. And I saw that as red. I mean, you might want to see all different colours. And then there's his grace. We can roll in his grace. I mean, it just becomes fun, doesn't it? Instead of serious. Church is way too serious. That's what Mr. Jackson says. And as I'm in standing this morning, I can say that as well. Peter has started to speak a lot on trust. And, of course, soaking is rooted in trust. I mean, look at you. You're laying on the floor. What are you doing? You know, if anybody walked in here, they'd think, what are they doing, for goodness sake? You're trusting. You're trusting, aren't you? You're trusting that God's going to meet with you. Good for you. That's what it's about. Back in January in our church, our pastor encouraged us to go back to basics. He wanted us to get back to the nitty-gritty. Well, I think I took him too much at his word. I just stripped everything out. I just threw out this and threw out that, and I started to explore old things, things that were the basics of years ago. And I discovered church disciplines. Now, that sounds horrible, doesn't it? It makes you think, oh, I don't want to do that. But actually, I found in those disciplines contemplative prayer. Now, when I did this the other day, a lady who does contemplative prayer seriously came up to me and afterwards and said, no, soaking's not contemplative prayer. This is how you do it. And I thought, well, okay, you know, but we're not doing it seriously, are we? We're doing it in fun. This is fun. So I'll just say it's like contemplative prayer, and if you do contemplative prayer, please forgive me if I've, you know, washed it about a bit or stretched it out of something. So I'm here to encourage you to soak. That's my main thing. And if you've never done soaking and you don't know what soaking is, it's very simply this. You have quiet, worshipful music on, and you focus on God, and you meet with him. And that's the amazing bit. You meet with Almighty God. You don't have to wait for Sunday. You don't have to wait for your pastor. You don't have to wait for your worship leader. You don't have to wait for anybody. You meet with Almighty God every day, because when you choose to meet with God, he will come and meet with you, because it's his promise. As you can see, soaking is laying down on the floor, or it can be relaxing in a comfortable chair, or it can be in bed. But unfortunately, in bed, I think you probably end up falling asleep, which is okay. You know, it's okay to soak when you're sleeping, because I believe your spirit is awake. So that's okay. But soaking is not primarily an aim to going to sleep. It is an aim for meeting God. I've also heard people say, oh, they don't like this soaking stuff because it's yoga, isn't it? You empty your brain and then you just lay there. No, you don't empty your brain. You focus on God. You focus on Father God. That's the difference. And as I said, that soaking isn't difficult, but you know, it's very hard to do regularly. It is a real spiritual discipline. And a spiritual discipline is something you undertake to deepen your experience of God. That's why we soak. So here are some of the other disciplines, if you're interested. There's fasting and solitude, silence and service, study, prayer, meditation, and contemplation. And these disciplines have been used by the church for centuries. They seem not very attractive to us, really. So that's why I was so delighted to see this connection between soaking and contemplative prayer. Now, one of the benefits of soaking or contemplation is that we are taking time to enjoy our relationship. That's what soaking is about. It's about meeting with Father God, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. But there is a difficulty, isn't there? Because we are all so busy. We are all so busy that an hour, if I said, could you soak an hour a day? Every day? Oh, could you? Could you do half an hour a day, every day? Sometimes it's impossible, isn't it, to find that time unless you're really determined. When we choose to soak, we are offering God something very valuable to us. It's our time. It's a way of laying down our wants and giving our lives and everything to God. It's saying, God, you are first. It's about being with him more than doing things for him. And this was the model of Jesus' life. He combined doing and being. Because Mark 1:3 says, Jesus took time out of his ministry to simply be with his Father in solitude. Now, you're not actually in solitude, guys, but you are being with your Father as individuals, aren't you? Now, I've just said you have to have music, but, you know, when we were away a couple of weeks ago, we went up to Cumbria in between conferences, and we just sat in the hills, and the sun was shining, and it was beautiful, and it was silent, and we just sat. I think John was having very deep contemplation, because there was lots of coming from him, but that's fine, you know, sleeping is fine. I, of course, would be very spiritual and communing with God. And it was just wonderful that you just felt your spirit refreshed by looking at something beautiful. So you might want to sit in your garden, you can soak, you can sit and look at the sea, look at a new baby. It is about opening your heart and allowing God in. That's all it is. It's easy as that. Because it's so easy to define ourselves by our productivity. What have we achieved? What have we gained? What have we done? How many have come to the Lord through us? You know, we all have our little lists, don't we? But it's not about what we accomplish for God. It's who we are. It's who we are with God. He is our Daddy God, and we are, each one of us, his precious child. His very precious child. Contemplative prayer and soaking is about receiving from God. You're all giving God time, and he is going to give you something that you can receive into your heart. This intimate time spent with God releases love into you. Henry Nouwen, I don't know whether you know him, but he wrote the book about the prodigal son. He says, the real work of prayer is to become silent and to listen to that voice, that inner voice in you that says good things to you about you. It's to discover that there's a voice that says, you are my beloved child and you are very precious to me. It's easy to hear that voice when you're very quiet and when you've practiced. But when you first start, there's a very loud worldly voice in your ear that shouts the opposite. It says, you are no good. You are worthless. You're unlovable. And there's also your own voice that says, I've got to work harder. I have got to try harder. I've got to do stuff. So the discipline in soaking is being able to say no to those negative voices, those negative words that you may have heard all your life, and to listen intently for that gentle, loving words of from Father God, you are my beloved child. You, each one of you, is my beloved child. Now, some of you may not hear a voice. You know, you're not necessarily going to have a booming voice coming at you, but you will, over time, feel a deep sense of peace and security. And you may see lovely pictures. You may see yourself rolling in these colours. You may see anything that the Holy Spirit gives you. And the more you hear these words, and the more you allow them to soak into your heart, you will be drawn back to soaking more and more. It will be a pleasure, not a discipline. You will want to find time for it. It'll be like taking a cool drink on a very hot day. Soaking is also a way to rest in God. Because look at you, you stopped all your activity, haven't you? You're resting. You're coming away from all your busyness. Heidi Baker says that the threat to ongoing renewal is exhaustion. We work hard at doing the stuff for God, and we are in danger of burnout. Because we do, don't we? We get caught up, especially when, you know, we're seeing the harvest come in, and it's great. But if you don't do this, if you don't rest and come away with God, you will wear yourself out. To counteract this, we must learn to enter into the deepness of God's rest. And however much rest you've experienced, there's deeper still. And then deeper still. Soaking prayer guides us into that rest. Just by taking time out of your busy life to be quiet with God, God shows you the relationship you have with him. Soaking brings us into contact. Soaking brings us into contact with love. Love in its purest form. Now here are some quotes about contemplation and soaking prayer. So they sort of cross over. Soaking is about growing in love. God's inexhaustible love for us. For us and for people everywhere. God loves the people that are out there that are going past their everyday life. He loves us, he loves them, he loves whole creation. Contemplation is to know and to love God in your very being. One of the books that Peter keeps quoting from and will keep quoting from is from Brennan Manning. And Brennan Manning has said, when we get to heaven, Father is going to look at us, Jesus is going to look at us and not say, how much have you done? What have you achieved? He will look at you and say, did you know that I loved you? You know, that's the goal we're going for. Do we know that God loves us? The wonderful thing about soaking is when we decide to make time to lay down in God's presence and seek him, as we let go of all our busy thoughts and activities, and as we listen to that loving voice, Father is already waiting for us. You know, we think that we're going to have to somehow struggle to draw him towards us. No, he's waiting. I was planning to soak the other day, and you know what it's like. You just find jobs to do, don't you? Oh, well, I'll just do this. I'll just do that before I soak. And then I saw this picture of, oh, Daddy God. I mean, I can't describe what I saw. Sitting on my big settee, and he was sort of just tapping the cushion next to him, saying, come on. Come on, sweetie. I'm waiting. And I thought, why am I rushing around doing all this housework and stuff when I could be in there sitting? So we don't have to draw him. He is actually waiting for us. Soaking prayer is the work of the Holy Spirit touching our hearts with wisdom and understanding, which intensifies and increases our love for God and opens us up to receive a deeper experience of the Father's love. I don't know who said this, but they said it's like falling in love with Father God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, over and over and over again. Soaking will change you. It will. It's changed me. It will change you. As we listen to that small voice, or we feel that warm, loving presence that says, you are my precious child and I love you, our broken hearts will be healed. Our hard hearts will become soft and compassionate, and our tired spirits will be refreshed. You may find yourself looking at other people in a different way. I know I did. It changed my whole outlook on people, because you will start to see them as the Father sees them. You won't see them as the lost or the whatever you might see them as. You'll just see them as part of Father God's creation and that he loves them. Sometimes it's really hard to believe that anything is happening when you're soaking. I know, there, you know, it's easy to believe there's this lie. What am I doing? Am I really wasting this 20 minutes or this when I could be reading the word or doing something really spiritual? But my experience has been that although I actually feel very little when I soak, I know that it's been the way that the Holy Spirit has softened my heart and made me able to absorb the Father's love. I've heard Father love teaching for a long time, and it did nothing for me. It was just like water just running off a duck's back. I could tell you with my head, yes, I understand that, but my heart was still hurt. It couldn't take it in. But soaking really brings healing, and it helped me to move deeper into the Father's love. Now, I've used the word love a lot today, and I know that for some of you, it can be really difficult to relate to this word. It's a difficult word for me. For years, it meant nothing to me. I couldn't relate to it. It was a four-letter word. It meant nothing. In fact, if people were to speak to me about love, for instance, oh, you really must love your grandchildren, I would go, oh, I don't know, do I? And get all jumpy, because love wasn't a word I could relate to. So if you're like that, the thing that helped me was I started to interchange it with other words. Instead of using love, I would use comfort or security or peace or rest or delight. You'll find your own words. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you words that you can relate to if love is not an easy word for you. And of course, for me, the word comfort was my breakthrough. I might not know about love, I might not know how to receive love, but I have been comforted in the past, and I can comfort. So that was a big breakthrough for me. And we are asked by God to comfort others with the comfort we've been given. For after all, Father God is the Father of all comfort. So comfort is my word now. I will say love because everybody knows that word, but for me the word is comfort. So I have found peace and a deep inner rest because I have chosen to soak. And I know that Father God meets me there without fail, whether I feel it or not, whether I think that that was a waste of 20 minutes or half an hour or whatever I've given to him. So if you've never soaked, this is how you go about it. You start by laying down all your daily thoughts and activities, all your to-do list. Otherwise, as soon as you lay down, up they come. Must get to buy the milk, must do the stuff. You know, you've got a whole list of stuff, haven't you? You lay that down and you say, I'm going to deal with that later. Then you start looking with your spiritual eyes and you focus on Father God. And you ask the Holy Spirit to come closer and to lead you into the presence of the Father. Now, if you're troubled or you've got something that's really weighing heavy on you, you might want to start by thinking about the cross and then taking that, whatever it is, that bundle, taking it and leaving it actually at the cross for Jesus to deal with. However you choose to come into the presence of God, Father is waiting for you. He is delighted. He is anticipating your coming. For some of us, that's hard to believe, but it's true. He is delighted, just like a dad is waiting for his child to come and climb on his knee. He wants to meet with you. He wants to tell you he loves you. He wants to wrap you in his arms. He wants to comfort you. He wants you to know that you are his favorite one. Each one of us is his favorite one because he loves us perfectly. He wants to speak to you. He wants you to feel that presence. Because the more you feel that presence, the more you will trust. Just like Peter was talking about last night. So I'm just going to pray this prayer over you, and then we're going to go into a time of soaking. And then you can start listening to that voice. You can think about that picture of rolling in the paint. Just anything that the Holy Spirit gives you. Father, here I am, your precious child. And I come to you through Jesus in childlike faith and trust. I am opening up my heart for you for more of your love. And I'm asking you to take me deeper into your heart. Father, I give this time to you. Come, Holy Spirit, and soften my heart. Help me to hear your voice, Father, and to know that I am truly your precious child and that you love me. You are welcome, Holy Spirit, to come and accomplish in me all the Father has planned. So you just want to remain in your soaking, and we're going to move on to more music now.
Isn't this a beautiful place? Isn't this a lovely place? Isn't this a peaceful place? To be in the presence of God. Isn't this a beautiful place? Isn't this a lovely place? Isn't this a peaceful place? To be in the presence of God. Isn't this a beautiful place? Isn't this a lovely place? Isn't this a peaceful place? To be in the presence of God. Isn't this a beautiful place? Isn't this a lovely place? Isn't this a peaceful place? To be in the presence of God. I need to dwell in your presence, Lord, in this holy place, to bow down before you, overwhelmed by your love and your grace, to shelter under your wing, O Lord. There's no safer place. My refuge and fortress, you will answer when I call on your name. Isn't this a beautiful place? Isn't this a lovely place? Isn't this a peaceful place? In the presence of God, isn't this a beautiful place? Isn't this a lovely place? Isn't this a peaceful place? To be in the presence of God. Isn't this a beautiful place? A lovely place. A peaceful place. In the presence of God. Beautiful place. A lovely place. A peaceful place. In the presence of God. I need to dwell in your presence, Lord, in this holy place. To bow down before you, overwhelmed by your love and your grace, to shelter under your wing. O Lord, there's no safer place. My refuge and fortress, you will answer when I call on your name. Isn't this a beautiful place? A lovely place. Peaceful place. In the presence of God. Isn't this a beautiful place? Lovely place. Peaceful place. In the presence of God. Father, I am waiting. I need to hear from you. To know that you're approving. What I say and do. Nothing really satisfies like when you speak my name. Tell me that you'll never leave. Everything will be okay. It's in your presence. All fear is gone in your presence. In your presence. That's where I belong. In your presence. Father, I'm returning to the things I used to do. 'Cause somewhere on this journey, I think I lost hold of the truth. Nothing really satisfies like when you speak my name. Tell me that you'll never leave. Everything's gonna be okay. In your presence, all fear is gone. In your presence. In your presence, that's where I belong. In your presence. In your presence, all fear is gone. In your presence. In your presence. That's where I belong, in your presence, right here, in your presence. All fear is gone, in your presence, in your presence. That's where I belong. In your presence.
So as we draw this soaking to an end, what I'd like to do is for some of you to share what's been going on. So you don't have to get up or anything. If you just put your hand up or something, and I'll bring the microphone to you. So anyone would like to share what they've been experiencing or not experiencing? Just wave at me and I'll step over bodies and...
Yeah, just during the worship, like at the beginning, like I just heard God call me by my full name, which I'd never hear in my own head. Like normally, just hear Phil, but it was like I heard Philip, and I just heard him say, "Philip, like I made you when I made everything. Like you're important to me. You're really important to me, and I really quite often don't feel important." Also, just during the soaking, like. Just when you were singing the song about like being in a really good place to be in God's presence, like I saw a garden I didn't recognize it at first, but then after like 2 minutes, I realized it was like my, like the garden of the house I grew up in, which I haven't seen for 14 years, haven't remembered for years and years. Yeah, it's a safe place, and just somewhere I used to play when I was like 3-4 years old. So, yeah.
There's more yesterday than today, but last night I was just feeling like I'd been spinning around in the dark, really, and even in terms of making a decision to come to the conference, not really knowing how to decide. And then I saw like almost like a circle of people dancing, almost like a sort of folk dance, and dancing around and with another circle inside, also of people holding hands and going the other way. And as like the vision sort of pulled back, I realized that it was like a huge, huge, I mean, I was only seeing part of it, but a huge dance, almost like a painting or a tapestry or something. And I was there actually dancing and choosing to put my hands, I was spinning around, but I was part of this dance. And that went on later with Peter Jackson, just, you know, rebuking some alienation and isolation that really spoke to me. But I think I just wanted to share that anyway, because it was, to me, it was such an encouragement, because as I was looking at this thing, it was more than a painting, because it was a dance and it was moving, and that these people that had been dancing around in just two circles, one consent inside the other, going in different direction, that was also part of a dance. And then just a sense that things were changing, and that somebody was taking my hand, and the same way as in a dance, even a couple dance or in a barn dance or folk dance or whatever, that relationships change and move on, and I'm not explaining this well, but just a sense of it being something that evolved, and that for me and my part in that, God saying, you just need to take the hand of the person that comes to you. And be part of, but know that I am, just this whole thing of trust again, that's something that's so precious to me that I felt like had just been stolen or I'd let go of in the last few months, and that it's part of this huge dance, that wherever you might be in this right now, that God knows what he's doing, and that you're part of this dance that he is creating. We only see a tiny bit of it, so whether you feel like you're spinning around on your own in a dark place, or whether you feel that you're moving and taking a new hand, the relationships are changing, that this was part of this huge, huge dance, like this enormous, beautiful tapestry, that things were just moving from one thing to another.
My heart's just going mad. I just saw myself in a meadow, and I was with the Lord, and he was holding my hand, and we were dancing together, and it was a beautiful meadow. The sun was shining, I could hear the birds, it was a blue sky, and I was just really enjoying being there, and it was safe. And then my children joined me as well, and loved being with Jesus. And then I saw on the outside of the meadow just a really dark place, and it almost looked like tarry, and it was just really awful. And then John, is it? Sorry. Yeah. Started to sing about the Lord being a fortress. And when I always think about that, I have a picture of a fortress, you know, soldiers fighting, but I didn't see it as that. I just saw that I was in the meadow, and that was the fortress, because it was light and I was with him, and the darkness cannot penetrate the light. And it was quite simply that I was with him, and the darkness cannot penetrate that fortress of being with Jesus.
I saw before I came to this meeting a picture that I had seen on a film, and it's called What the Bleep Do We Know, but that's got nothing to do with this. And there was a girl dancing on a big canvas on a floor, and she was painting the picture with her dance, with her feet, with her toes. And it was like I felt like I was that girl. She was so carefree, hippie, dizzy, crazy, carefree. And also today, the lion on the music trinket there. I dreamt of a lion when I first got saved about 2 years ago and 9 months. And we were on this seashore, and I was rolling with this lion, cuddling and rolling on the floor with so much love with each other, and just tickling him and just running along the beach, playing so carefree. And as I thought that he was going to leave me and go, he turned around and he came back as if to say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The love in that lion's face was unbelievable, just so free, with so much joy and so much light, so much ecstasy. It's unbelievable. He loves us all.
Anybody else? It doesn't have to be as complicated or long, you know, just... I'll go to this one here. Just if you've just heard for the first time that God loves you, would be a great thing to wave your hand in the air.
As I was laying there, God just reminded me how I am with my children. When I'm with my children, I do silly things. I pull faces. I sing. I laugh. I cry. I get angry sometimes. But it's the sort of the fun things that God reminded me of, like the pulling faces and dancing around, just being silly. And I just felt God saying to me about that's where the freedom is. You know, I don't have to be like a proper adult. You know, I can just pull faces. Like sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you go in the bathroom and you look at yourself in the mirror, I pull a face. And then I think, oh gosh, you know, if people saw me, they think, she's mad. But actually, I felt as I was laying there, God wants me to do that. He wants me to pull faces. He wants me just to be released and free.
Is there any guys? Any guys? Thank you. I'll come to you in a minute. I'll just do this one first. That's good.
I got to take my daughter to school this morning, and just walking along, I just got a sense of, you know, this is what God likes to do with us, and you know, and reminded me of this. I was reminded of this here, that God likes to spend that time with us. It's so precious, and I mean, she was cold as well. I had a coat with me, and she wouldn't take it from me. She was so stubborn; she just didn't want the coat, but was cold. And I just felt sometimes God's got some things for me that I don't take from him. He's got so many things that he wants to give me, and I just don't receive what he's got. And, you know, he reminded me of that this morning. You know, and one of those things is his love that he reminded me of when I was soaking.
Thank you. There's another one?
Yeah, it's just sort of a very simple thing, really. Just sort of, I suppose, saw myself as a baby, and just being... picked up, and it was like God was saying, you know, just he enjoys just keep on like picking you up and picking you up and picking you up and just looking at you. And I think it was earlier on or maybe yesterday, I noticed there were some ladies over there, and they were just looking at this baby and really just sort of delighting in it. And I think, you know, that's the way God just so values us. He just wants to keep picking us up and picking us up and picking us up.
That's the look we're going for. So there's one more over here, and then I'll give them back.
This is probably going to sound a bit weird, but God showed a clear picture of my gravestone. I got my name on there, and it had got the years that I'll live. But it was showing to me that there is absolutely nothing to be feared in death. And I don't fear death. I've never really felt I've had a fear of death. He said to me, there is absolutely nothing to be feared in death, because my perfect love casts out all fear. And he took me to a place, it felt like it was in the middle of a desert, just at sunset. And there was this ranch, very small sort of beaten up ranch. I've never been able to form a picture of God, but there he was under the veranda, just looking out, just soaking up actually the beauty of what he's created. And there was just this sign outside that said home, and that he's going nowhere, he's just there. And then I was just being drawn home.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay.
So we'll close the soaking. We'll just give you a chance to wake up slowly. Don't rush. And we'll welcome you back this afternoon. 2:30? 2:30. Okay. Thank you very much.